So when activities are introduced to us, it's common to feel nervous. And what I'm asking you to do with this emotional food diary is to use it on a regular basis, so I can understand if you find that quite difficult. When we are looking at barriers, then we need to understand what those barriers might be. And below are some common barriers as to what people have identified as to why they may struggle with undertaking the emotional food diary. The first barrier that we tend to come across when introducing an emotional food diary is that people think that it will make their disorder even worse. That's because before in the past, they may have used things like diaries, calorie counting apps, or other tools to try and control their weight. And often that's led to a preoccupation with food. Now, we know that when you first start to write down what you're eating on paper, that it can cause a short-term increase in anxiety. And we know that it can be extremely overwhelming and difficult, and that your brain is likely to pay attention to the things that you've just written down. And in fact, it may start to cause that shame cycle or that guilt cycle. But one of the first things that we need to do to make changes is understand our triggers and understand exactly what is causing us to engage in disordered eating. Often, people tell us about feeling guilty and ashamed when undertaking emotional food diaries or whenever writing down anything about their eating. It can be really tempting to omit certain foods or behaviours, and we understand that doing so may evoke an emotional response in you. It's entirely natural to feel guilty in the early stages of your journey, and it may feel like it's comfortable to try and avoid the things that are making you feel that uncomfortable guilt and shame feeling. But for you to gather valuable insight into your eating patterns and behaviours, it is important that you do tackle those head on and that you do kind of look at those. And we will work on some strategies to accept and normalise these emotions. The other barrier that we do come across quite a lot when we are asking people to undertake emotional food diaries are that it's too much hard work. We understand how difficult it is to fit things into your day. Tracking your diet can be really time consuming, and the hardest things might be remembering to complete your diary. There's also other things that may help you. There's lots of apps that can help with this. There is a guidance on some of the apps, and we will also place in some additional links so that you can directly look at these apps. Now, the aim of these apps, again, aren't about calorie counting or about limiting your food intake, but they are based around recovery, looking at those same questions that we look at with an emotional food diary. The other thing is that once we get in the pattern of keeping an emotional food diary, it should take no longer than 2 minutes. And the more you practice, the better you'll become at using the diary. If you've identified other barriers as to why you may not be able to undertake this emotional food diary, please go back to the second session and have a look at how you can overcome those barriers and speak about it with your practitioner, because it is very important that we are able to be reflective on this journey